Holy Wit!
What did you just say?
Holy Wit, a podcast for warriors in training.
Welcome back to the Holy Wit podcast. Over the last little while, we've been talking about community and doing life with others in spiritual community. We want to take a bit of a change in direction moving forwards. And over the next little while, we are going to be talking about our response to a podcast that we've both been listening to called Heaven Bent. And we'd encourage you to go and listen to that podcast. We'll put the link in the show notes so that you can be up to date as to what we're responding to. But in that, we want to take the time to speak about not only our experiences in response to what she is talking about on her podcast, but also to bring some other people in on this that we do life with and have them share their stories and experiences when it comes to understanding how the Holy Spirit moves and lives in and through us and through the body of Christ. So Steph, what are your thoughts on this whole next series that we're going to be doing?
Oh, I love it. I love the fact that she's talking about this. I love the fact that she's raising questions. And I honestly think that the questions that she's asking are questions that those of us who are considered living inside the body of Christ should be asking and should not be satisfied with a Sunday school type answer, but be satisfied with really digging into it by looking at what she's questioning. And what we always do, and we're told to test the word, take it back to scripture, take it back to our experiences, and ask Holy Spirit to show us his discernment, show us where he's at in all of this. And I think it's a great podcast to give a response to, for she's interviewing some really good people, both inside and outside the church. She's interviewing scientists. She's interviewing people who have been there for the Toronto Blessing. That's where she spent season one. And in season two, she talks about Bethel. And Bethel is probably more relevant to us today because we're surrounded by Bethel worship music and some Bethel teaching. And there's a lot of people out there who take exception, who are offended by Bethel. And then there's those who love Bethel and using their music and their ministry to inspire and help them grow deeper into relationship with Christ. So what we're doing is we're bringing different perspectives to this from within the body and asking these questions to people within the body as well to get them to think about a little deeper. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to disprove what Tara Jean Stevens says. There's a lot of stuff that she brings up that I find myself agreeing with. And there's some things that are heartbreaking for me because I know that she's coming at a spiritual experience logistically.
Yeah.
Or trying to bring reason into it. And so I just, you know, if I had an opportunity to sit with her, these would be some things that I'd want to share with her.
Yeah.
And it's just to have an open conversation, open and honest conversation. And I love that it's brought us to this place of responding to the topics and the questions that she has on her podcast. So as Cam said, I highly encourage you guys, look it up. Heaven Bent by Tara Jean Stevens.
It's on the Frequency Podcast Network where you can find it. And I do want to also let you know where we stand as we move into this. We truly believe that the Holy Spirit is very much alive and very much active in his church today. And, you know, we got on one side of the pendulum is the stark conservatives who believe that God wrote a book, then he shut up and he stopped talking. He doesn't speak anymore today. There are no more miracles today. That ended with the apostles dying off. And that is,
now we have science.
Right. And we have science. We have reason. We have all these other things today. And on the other end of the scale, the other end of the pendulum, is the gold thrones and purple hair, which is the wacky taffy of the church, where it's, you know, people barking like dogs and gold fillings, which, you know, she addresses in her podcast.
Running out of the service, screaming like they're on fire.
Yeah. And again, we, you know, those are the two extremes. And I also, we also believe in that, that there is, there's a midpoint. You know, if you think those are the two ditches on the side of the road, we want to stay out of the ditch. We need to stay in that midpoint. There's a healthy biblical balance between the two that helps us understand that we move in the Holy Spirit. We move in the power of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are still very much active. And as we actually are coming up to Pentecost here soon, it's a great time to actually start to talk about these things. Because I know growing up, I went to a very conservative church that didn't, you know, Jesus was your friend, Father, you know, Father was Father God, but we really didn't talk too much about Holy Spirit because we weren't too sure about his role. And we didn't talk about spiritual warfare. We didn't talk about the demonic. All these things weren't addressed because I believe that we had no, you know, growing up, there was no context for us to understand them. And I know you didn't grow up in the church.
Nope.
So you didn't have any experience to this prior to?
Well, I didn't have any teaching. I had experience. I knew the demonic existed just from my upbringing. And I knew that God existed. I just, you know, just based on where my family was at, there was no way I was going to go to church or even have friends who went to church. And when I did, it didn't last long. When they come over to my house or whatnot, they just weren't really welcome, or they were chastised for being Bible thumping kind of people, as my parents would often say. But I was highly aware of the spiritual world. Not, you know, and when I came to Christ when I was 19, well, I really devoted myself to learning the word, because I'm just that person. If I'm going to be on a team, I'm going to be the best player on that team.
Yeah.
Right. So my experience was a little different. And one of my first experiences was learning the difference between the conservative Baptist church and the charismatic Pentecost church. And so, you know, when I went to a youth camp, again, zero experience in the church, never went to Sunday school, never opened a Bible until this point, I find myself on the West Coast being invited to a camp as a counselor, having no idea what I was doing, but being part of a conversation with the Baptist youth leaders, wondering what we're going to do with those charismatics. And we got to keep them in the back because they can't be putting on a show. They can't be making people uncomfortable. And then the friend of mine who had invited me out to this camp was quite protective of me and encouraging me to be up front. Well, you know where I wanted to be. If they had an issue with these people, I wanted to see what the issue was.
Yeah.
So I hung out in the back with all the crazies. Right. So my point of view launches from there. And what I saw made me highly uncomfortable, but it caused me to question, who is Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
And is this how he is? And so then that launched an entire search and learning, both knowledge and through experience, what it was, because some things made sense and some things were just too outside for me. But I didn't run away from it. I wanted to be part of it to gain understanding and have conversations with people who were in it. And and you had a different kind of experience, but we all experience the same things, the worship music that repeats the same line for 20 minutes. Well,
yeah, because I end up going, you know, to I guess what you call a heavily charismatic church, moving from the ultra conservative to the heavy charismatic over time. And that's what it was. It was, yeah, singing a worship song in the same line gets played over and over again for like 10, 15, even 20 minutes, almost to the point where it's kind of like hypnotic or you know, moves you into a you know, wanting to move you into a trance-like state.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, some of the stuff just never seemed to be right. This never sat well with my spirit.
No, and that's the thing too. I can remember when I lived in Northwestern Ontario, I was part of, you know, this Christian community that was an amazing Christian community, all sorts, colors and stripes. I come together and we would visit each other's churches here and there, but the charismatic church was the one that seemed to meet in places that weren't in churches, which really appealed to me. I wanted to see how this happened. And so this hotel was where one church met. And one night they had a revival meeting. Well, I didn't know what a revival was and I wanted to know. Mm. And my friend who was Anglican, very much attracted to the charismatic movement, was on one of the altar prayer teams. And he had asked me to be a catcher for him. And I'm like, a catcher, what? And he goes, because when he prays for people, when he touches their forehead, they're going to fall back. And I need to catch them to make sure they don't hurt themselves. Mm-hmm. And right away, I started to, you know, I'm starting to think, this doesn't seem right, but I'll catch mm-hmm. for him. And you know, because I knew nothing.
Yeah.
Or I knew very little. And I wanted to see what I was missing. And I can remember being behind him as he's praying for people. And it seemed like everybody came to the front. And if you didn't go to the front for prayer, you were sneaking out the back door because obviously, you know, this wasn't the place for you.
Yeah.
But I can remember it was probably about four or five people that we were praying. I wasn't praying. My job was to catch. But I did pray. I prayed, Lord, if this is you, let them fall back.
Yeah.
But if this is not you, give them strength in their legs and keep them standing. And every single person that I was the catcher with remained standing.
Hmm.
So before I knew it, my friend had abandoned me and found himself another catcher.
Right.
Right. Because the mindset that they had looking back was, if you didn't bring people to be slain in the spirit, then your prayers weren't being effective.
Right. Yeah.
But what I saw with the people who were slain in the spirit, then I was sent after I was abandoned. Sounds bad, but it's what happened. He left me to go find himself mm-hmm. another catcher. So I sat on one of the front seats that weren't moved away. And I'm watching what looked like an open grave. Open grave with all these bodies laying there. And then the prayer people were over top of them laying hands on multiple people. And I remember watching this one woman and she's shaking and she's writhing and she's actually drooling from the corner of her mouth and making these moaning sounds. And I just watched her. And all the time I'm like, Lord, is this real? Lord, is this real? And then when the person praying for her lifted their hands and started praying for somebody else, because she stopped making noises and she stopped shaking and vibrating or whatever she was doing. And they didn't move. They just turned around because there's so many bodies on the floor. They turned around, put their hands on somebody else. Well, I saw her open her eyes and look around, and she noticed that nobody else was touching, like paying attention to her. Mm-hmm. And then she started the whole thing again. She started moaning and shaking. Before you knew it, all these hands come out and they're on top of her. And I honestly wanted to grab her, but I wanted to do something.
You want to raise her.
I wanted to raise her. Right? Yeah, on your feet, lady, stop making a mockery out of the power of God, because this can't be what it's about.
Right.
And then I started to study the scriptures more. What is Holy Spirit? And he led me to the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And nothing of that did I see mm-hmm. in these kind of services.
Yeah.
Now, I believe in the power of healing. I believe in God's rhema word, mm-hmm. right? That's the spoken word.
Yeah.
I believe that God speaks to us outside of his written word. I believe these things. I believe in the prophetic gifting. I believe in all the gifts of the Spirit. I don't believe that being slain in the Spirit is from Holy Spirit, because it's so opposite. He's a spirit of order. He's a spirit of peace.
Yeah. And Scripture tells us that.
And you don't see that. Mm-hmm. What you see in Scripture is people who are acting like or having convulsions, convulsive type behavior, or moaning, or even barking like animals, clucking like chickens or whatnot. You see how those kind of behaviors are dealt with in Scripture, and they're demonic. Jesus is casting the demonic out of those people who are behaving like this.
Right.
And yet we're sitting there and we want to encourage people, more of it, more of it, more of it.
Yeah.
That's just where I, that was my experience. And I'm not saying my experience is the experience. This is just how I come at it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've gone through that and we've experienced it. So we, moving forwards, we want you to join with us and tune in and hear not just our stories more around this, but the stories of those that are joining us, our guests. Next week, we will have 5 guests who join us and talk about the churches they grew up in and their experience of Holy Spirit and their first experience in the charismatic movement as well. And so we look forward to hearing from them, and we look forward to having you join us then. See you next week.